And welcome back, everybody. The score is tied at 35. It's four below on the field. The game is 4 hours old. The tension and drama are off the charts, and the Ravens and Broncos are still playing. You can't write a better script. The captain strolled out to the field for the coin toss as we go to overtime.
Okay, Baltimore, you're still the visitors. What is your call? It's called heads.
It is
head. We've been here before now. Let's go cap it off. Let's go win it.
Well, here's a huge third down, third and eight. The Ravens 22. Flacco in the gun. Broncos bring a blitz. Ravens pick it up. Flacco throws. Complete. Bolden has it near sideline. Flacco to throw out of the shotgun. Has time, pocket collapsing, and he's hit back in midfield.
The corner keeps falling off. I pumped Ray, and the corner fell off on it. I thought we had it, man.
Hester into the backfield. He is Mr. Third and One. Gets the carry, running right, and I don't think he got there. The Ravens stop him at the line of scrimmage. Colquitt will punt it. Ed Reed backs up, fields it inside the 10, and is tackled back at the 5. Well, the Ravens need 13 yards to get a first down. If not, Denver gets the ball back in great field position. Flacco in the shotgun, stands 2 yards deep in his end zone, takes the snap. Broncos rush 5, Flacco throws down the seam, caught at the 27-yard line. Dennis Pitta comes up with the reception, and the drive stays alive.
In our offensive line, run blocking too. That's a great defense over there. I don't think there was a few sacks, but all in all, you know, Joe had some time to throw. I thought the playmaking was incredible. Just you can go right across the board. Every one of our receivers and tight ends, the playmaking was incredible. So many individual efforts.
Manning in the shotgun. Looks left. No.
Turnover.
Nothing there. Looks over the middle. Now he's chased out of the pocket.
Turnover.
Oh! On the run. Manning's pass is intercepted. Corey Graham. Corey Graham with a pick at the 45-yard line. And the Ravens take over 15 yards away from field goal range.
You know, in the clutch, guys want to tend to get first downs. We know it was big in overtime. Obviously, you're going to try to get first down to move the chains and put your team in a position to win games. So you could be a little bit more aggressive, I would say, on defense and try to make a play.
Which one?
No.
You know, we got a good draw in there. We were in three wide, and we got a good draw in there with Ray, and he got us down to the 34, 35-yard line, and we were able to get a couple more yards. You know, we were really hoping we've got a little bit more than that, but we got enough for him to kick it, obviously, and he did a great job.
Yeah, in field goal range.
Rice alone in the backfield, gets the carry straight ahead. Ray Rice gets inside the 30 and stopped at the 29. And get set for some drama, because here comes the rookie.
Yeah, in field goal range.
Morgan Cox with the snap. Sam Cook with the hold. Kick on the way. Kick is long enough. It is good!
Woo!
And the Ravens are going to the AFC Championship game!
All three of you guys, man. Who are you? Come on.
What a classic moment between Ray Rice and Ray Lewis, and what a satisfying night for the Ravens and their fans. And I have a feeling 10, 20, maybe even 30 years from now, you will never forget where you were on the night of January 12th, 2013. And keep those DVRs running, because we're not through yet. When we come back, Qadre Ismail joins us, and we go inside the victorious Ravens locker room.